Blog Talk Radio.
Pick up where we left off last Sabbath, and that is in the book of Mark, the first chapter, and I left off at verse 20, chapter 1, verse 20. Let's read. And straightway, that means immediately, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with hired servants and went after him. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day. Listen, sheep, this Bible is saying on the Sabbath day. It is not saying Sunday. If you want to be a follower of Jesus, have your services on the Sabbath day. And stop following Constantine and Julius Caesar. Those are Edomites who have changed the law. In the book of Daniel, it tells you that they are going to change the law. And they have, from worshiping on a Saturday to Sunday. Wake up, my little sheep. And some of you have. The Edomites know this, but you act as you don't know. They have given us, and they, the Edomites, have allowed us to read this Bible. Read it with understanding. Know the days of the week. Sabbath, the seventh day is Saturday. The first day is Sunday. Get it into your mind. And before it is too late, obey our Father in heaven. And stop listening to the Edomites. They're going to lead you to some place you don't want to go when our Heavenly Father comes back. It says straightway they, on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught. Preachers, on the Sabbath day, you enter into your church, your mosque, and wherever you have your religious service, you do it on the Sabbath day. What's not to understand? Either you, as one president said about 10, 12 years ago, either you're with him or you're not. So get on the Sabbath day and stop being a follower of Constantine and Julius Caesar. Verse 22, and they were astonished at his doctrine. Doctrine means rule or principles. For he taught them as one that had authority. Authority means power, and not as a scribe. A scribe is someone like me who will read to you what's written in the Old Testament. That's what the scribes were reading from, the Old Testament, not the New Testament. They were not followers of Paul. Neither am I. Although Paul will say some things that I will quote, but I am not a follower of Paul like many of these preachers are. And I'll come back if I have time to tell you why. Verse 23, and was in their synagogue, and there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with you, you Jesus of Nazareth? Art you come to destroy us? I know you, who you are, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him. Rebuke in this phrase, I'm going to say, means warned him, saying, "Hold your peace and come out of him. Verse 26. And when the unclean spirit had torn him, I'm wondering, where was he bleeding? And if Jesus stopped the bleeding, because the unclean spirit tore him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded he even the unclean spirit, and they do obey him. Even the unclean spirits obey him. Sheep, why can't you obey him? You can if you want to. You have to stop following these rules of the world that man has made. Stay away from Christmas. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10, I just finished reading that book a few weeks back, and it tells us not to do what the heathens do, what they cut down a tree and they fasten it and they put gold and silver on it. I am just paraphrasing, but read Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 1, and you will see that our Heavenly Father does not want us to follow after the heathens, and many of you do it. Stop it. Just stop it. It will save you money, because you won't have to buy presents for Christmas. And I'm telling you to stop it. Some preachers will say, I will paraphrase what I have heard them say. It's not this the celebration of the season. It's just honoring God, or however. I may be saying that wrong, so let me just leave it and say to you, Christmas is not a holiday of our Heavenly Father. Read Leviticus chapter 23 and follow those holidays. We are in the holidays of our Heavenly Father. They will end October the 5th, and I have them in my notes. I'm not quite sure of them all, but I will tell you what I know that's written in the Bible. Verse 28, and immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region about Galilee, and forthwith, when they were come out, Simon and Andrew, I'm missing something. Let me go back up to verse 29. And forthwith, when they came out of the synagogue, that's what I missed. They came out of the synagogue. They entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and Anon, A-N-O-N, that means together, they tell him of her. The him they're talking about is Jesus, that Simon's mother-in-law lay sick of a fever. Verse 31, and he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And I'm thinking that she probably gave them water and maybe some of the food that she had cooked on the Friday before Sabbath start. You know, Sabbath starts Friday evening. And what I normally do is cook enough food on Friday for Friday and for the Sabbath. I don't cook. I sometimes want to light up my stove to make me a warm cup of coffee, but I don't do that. I don't cook on the Sabbath day. Now we're going to start reading today's lesson. And we're going to pick up at verse 32. And at evening, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with the devil. Possessed means controlled with devils. Verse 33. And all the city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many of the sick of divers. Divers means many diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devil to speak, because they knew him. I'm thinking perhaps he should have let the devil say, hey, this is the son. This is Jesus Christ's son, the son of the holy, of our Father in heaven. But then maybe they would have tried to kill him. Verse 34, and he healed many of the sick of divers diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. And in the morning, rising up a great while before the day, he went out and departed into a solitary place. That's a place where he was by himself. He was alone. And there he prayed. Verse 36, and Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they found him, they said unto him, all men seek thee. And he said unto them, let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also. Therefore I came forth. He's saying that if you go back, he came forth because, and you go back to verse 14, Jesus came forth into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. And this is where we want to go. Not only that, back in, I think it was Matthew 24 someplace, he was preaching. He says that he came for the lost sheep. And we lost sheep of bronze color and hair like wool. He came back for us. We have forgotten who we were, but now we know. And those who are in our gates, let's treat fairly. Okay, I am at verse 39. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. And there came a leper to him, beseeching. Beseeching means to ask, asking him or begging him, and kneeling down to him and saying to him, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straightway charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and said unto him, See you say nothing to any man, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer for cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. You know, back in Moses' day, they used animals to for a cleansing. Animals were sacrificed. verse 45. But when he went out and began to publish it, the man went out, and he's telling everybody, and to blaze abroad the matter. He spread the word everywhere, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city. Well, I don't fault the man. If Jesus healed me, I would tell it too. But was without, let's see, well, he couldn't enter into the city, but was without in desert places. And they came to him from every quarter. That ends the reading of Mark chapter 1. I really want you sheep to understand this. I'm going to go back to Mark, and I'm going to start at verse 4, where John the Baptist was in the wilderness and preaching the baptism of repentance. And repentance means to turn away from your sin while you have a chance, and for the remission of sins. The remission means forgiveness. And then in verse 14, after John the Baptist was put in prison, and he was put in prison because he was telling, I forget the guy's name, that you can't have your brother's a relationship with your brother's wife, you know, committing adultery and all that. But Jesus, after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. And this is important for me to let you sheep know, because this is the last day that I will be broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio. And at the end, let me say who I am, because I will forget. And they have been tampering with my other programs. I listened to the first program that I gave, and someone has messed with it. It doesn't sound like the way that I said it. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Saturday is the Sabbath day, the only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. The rest of you who are not doing that, you're following after Constantine, Julius Caesar, and Paul. And I intend to tell you why I don't follow Paul. I will say some words that he quoted. But let me just read, tell you this. Read Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, and in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, they are the Ten Commandments, and you will understand and know that Sabbath is observed Friday evening to Saturday evening. Although I got that from the book of Exodus, I forget where, but it's in the book of Exodus. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, or from the New King James Version of the Bible. I always want you sheep to have your pen and pencil to write down or reference something that I have said. And I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for having me all these years. And it's probably 4.5 years that I have been broadcasting. And there's some things that I want you to know, sheep. Write this down. Deuteronomy, I spell Deuteronomy, chapter 22, verse 5. It says, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, and a man shall not wear that which pertains to a woman. Is something like that. women were not supposed to wear pants. That was a constitutional change, probably in the 60s or 70s, by the United States government. It seems that the United States government does not agree with the Bible because it has broken the moral laws, like the Ten Commandments, and then the health laws. The Levitical laws, I know that. And you will find, I think that in Leviticus, I want you to read Leviticus chapter 18, and it might be in verse 22 or in 23, where a man is not supposed to lay with another man, nor a woman with another woman. Then I want you to read Leviticus chapter 23. It gives you the feast that we are supposed to celebrate. Stop celebrating the white man's feast or the Edomite's feast, because they will lead you into not into the kingdom of heaven. But maybe God will forgive you if you don't. But now that I'm telling you this, you don't. You know. And I want to tell you that Paul says that a woman is supposed to keep silent in the church. There is nowhere in the Old Testament that the Bible, that Moses says the woman is to keep silent in the church. That's what Paul says. And you people who are followers of Paul, shame on you. You read this Bible thoroughly. Shame, I want you to read your Bibles on your own, and you will come up with a different understanding as I have. So women who are called to preach, men, children, whoever, go, if God tells you to do whatever, you do it. And don't wait 27 years like I did. And I sometimes feel guilty because a lot of people could have been saved from what I was told to do, feed his sheep and minister unto his people. If I had come out in 1982, what our father told us to do, then maybe a lot of babies would have been saved. Let's say a closing prayer. Father, thank you for keeping the devil or the evil one away from us forever. In Yeshua's name, in Jesus' name, amen. The Edomites even changed Jesus' name. They have done a lot of things against this Bible. God loves you, sheep, more than I love you too, but God loves you more.
Walk on through temptation. Salvation.